do you think your dad's reaction would have been to this honor?
He would have been humbled. You know, he would have really been honored.
Now, I'm amazed. We do all this coverage of this event, and we look at the history of it and all. I'm amazed. When you were younger and you saw him doing all this for this canoe race, what did you think as a kid?
I thought it was cool, you know? I wanted to be part of it. And, you know, I was as a kid. You know, I worked in the concession stands and different things. But to see my dad up there, you know, doing it, it was neat.
I'm amazed by the foresight that they had and the fact that they thought not only when they finished it at Dick's Flats, but then they said, okay, now there's this land that we can buy and just to build this even more. Who would have thought a canoe race? And it's because of people like your dad that have, you know, that's why he's here 53 years.
Yeah.
And what is did you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a brother still.
All right, and with your family and all, when you heard about this throughout the family, how did everybody feel?
Oh, we were astounded. You know, we were very proud. I was very shocked. You know, I haven't spoken to some of these people in many years. I just haven't seen them. And then when I got this phone call saying that they were going to honor him, I was like, you're kidding. You know, yes, I'll be there, you know.
Well, it's great. It's great meeting you. It's been great learning about your dad through this. We've done so many interviews in the past. I think Greg might have had the chance to interview him many years ago, and they were always the best interviews. The old guys that sat around and came up with the idea and started it and just created this. So we're so glad for you and happy to be a part of this.
Thank you. Thank you very much.